Got it, Rex. Good yourself. I think Warwick's working on it. Give me 2 seconds. Let me grab him for you.
Hello, Warwick speaking. Good, who have I got there? Oh, Charlie, hey. We've been working on your car this morning, working out a couple of things. So I need to pick your brain on a couple of things. So the boost control lines, have you changed those as well? The control lines, the vacuum lines that come off the turbo. Okay, so you've taken out the boost restrictor pill that's normally in there. You didn't move that over, so that's why it's running 7 pounds of boost. You've got two problems. So you've got, originally, you remember when you first came in, you had a TGV stuck. You had a code and everything like that. Yes. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. So the bolt missing makes no difference. So the only way you're going to get that in there is if you take the manifold out. So the guys would have done the best job they could to get it in there without taking the manifold off. But you only need the one bolt. There's no tension there. So we put the restrictor pill back in, and the car is picking up a lot of detonation. So it had pulled all the boost out. I'm like, okay, cool. Reset it. Get a little bit more boost out of it. Then your boost control solenoid was also faulty. So you had three compounding problems there, giving you the same problem. So I've replaced it with a second-hand item with new lines again, and it makes 17 pounds of boost straight off the bat without touching anything. 17. Yeah. Well, hopefully that's it, mate. I don't want to touch anything else on the car. That's all I've got time for. 17, yeah. Well, I'm not touching the tune unless you want me to tune the car. Okay, no worries. Solenoid, yeah. And then obviously you've been chasing your tail, replacing the vacuum lines and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, but you've also then introduced another problem without the vacuum, the restrictor pill. It needs a restrictor pill in there. So even, I'll show you what it looks like when you, that's okay. I'll show you. Just don't touch the lines anymore. That's all. No, there's a restrictor pill inside those that needs to stay there. Otherwise, you won't get any more than 7 pounds of boost on it. So you had to work. Yeah, so you, correct. So you had two compounding problems. You had the boost control solenoid, and then there was no restrictor pill in there. So I put the restrictor pill in there, and the boost came up a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. Look at the boost control solenoid, it's completely dead. Put a secondhand one in there? Yeah, absolutely. So you would never have found the problem there. But they wouldn't have thrown a check engine light. So it's nothing to do with it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So you would have just been shooting in the dark. We don't have one to replace it with. Yeah, so it's coming from the tank. Yeah, so the tank there needs to be replaced. Those Mishimoto ones are crap. Okay. That's where the water's coming from, the bottom side of that. Yeah. Yeah, so the problem with those Mishimoto cans is the barbs that they use, and with the silicon hose on the bottom, they don't seal properly. So you've got a couple options. You can put like a worm drive clamp on there if you want. That'll help. Otherwise, you just change the whole thing to a better setup. I don't have time to touch oil leaks on that on the car. Yeah. I just need to do the paperwork and then we'll take it for one more drive. That's it, and it's all good to go. Would have been around 450, I would have thought. No worries. We'll let you know. I'll give you a call after lunch. You've called us a little early. Yeah. All right. No worries. No worries.